Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me today. And today I'm going to be talking about digestive health. And I'm going to be relying a little bit on Dr. Bevan Elliott, not a little bit, on a lot, as well as Roger Hill has done some very interesting interviews with people, especially acid reflux, but also just general bowel problems. And your health starts in the bowel. Now, you may hear something here and you go, oh, that sounds like a friend of mine has that problem, or I have had that problem, or whatever. I want you to know how to get a hold of this. So I'm trying to make it easy for you. So the easiest way to do it is up in the address bar, put in Dan's Health Talks, no apostrophe between the N and S and the address bar, danshealthtalks.com. That'll take you to my website. And then you click on events. And when you click on events, we're going to have a new link there for you, Podbean, PODBEAN.com. And from there, you'll just put in Dan's Health Talks, and you'll find over 100 shows there. I have some great interviews with a lot of people. I'm very pleased and proud of the people we put up there to help you out, give you insight on what to do. And so it's going to be, you're going to end up, or you could just go to podbean.com and then put in the search bar Dan's Health Talks, and you should be able to find it that way. But I know going through the website, it's much more direct. It takes you right there. So you can look around the website. There's a lot I need to put up on that website, but its main thing is to give you a resource of all these experts I've interviewed, all the things I've had to say, and stuff that you can go back and refer to long before, and you'll be able to see at the title the main headings, the main things we're talking about. We can only put a little bit there, but if, like, I have Kaz Ingram, or I have Stu Tom talking about CBD, or Dr. Brian Frank, you'll be able to find it by going through those. And a lot of people like to go through the whole shows, just play it in the background, let all that information just, you know, sink in, a little osmosis. Now, Roger Hill, and he's done some interviews using the Restore product, sometimes the Rejuvenate and Restore product, but the Restore product that's really called Alter Mito Restore 3.0. And it's a phenomenal product. And they've continued to find out what things they can add together, what things they have to leave out, and to find the right combination. And now, because of this XDS technology, which stands for Exponential Delivery System, Dr. Elliott has found that he can use micrograms as long as he has it. I can't quite explain, and I don't want to try to explain. It's his proprietary system of how this XDS technology works. But he can do with micrograms where, as a doctor in nutrition, I might have had to use hundreds or even 1,000 milligrams. And because of that, he can pack a whole lot into it. I call it Restore 44 because right now it has 44 different things. Base of black seed oil, olive leaf, olive oil, and then it has all these other different nutrients that you'd spend over $1,000 trying to get. And some of the new ones, because we've seen so much improvement in gut health, is things that directly affect the gut. And so you get added benefit and anti-inflammatory effects, and people are getting really amazing benefits. But we have, in fact, an interview also on fibromyalgia that I want to mention because that's such a problem for some people. And if you have it, you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to be back in just a moment, and we're going to go to Dr. Elliott, and I want you to hear him explain the product and all that's gone into the design. And it's a fairly long interview, but after that, I got some really powerful interviews I want you to hear. And so we'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/radiodan. More moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com, And it'll ask you where you heard it. Tell them you heard it from Dan. And please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. DANSHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Now, I have Dr. Bevan Elliott with me. And Dr. Elliott, I consider a real genius in the area of biochemistry. I mean, really brilliant individual doing innovative things that no one has figured out yet. And so I want him to lay out this new version, this Ultra Mito Restore. That if you go to moremito.com and then click on product details, you can see all the things that are in there, and you can look them up and see what they're for and the history behind some of these. But right now I want Dr. Elliott to explain it, because we're looking at digestive health right now. So, Dr. Elliott, platform is yours. Go ahead and explain what you've done in this new design.
So Restore, from the very beginning, was meant to be a product that packed into it as many key ingredients as we possibly could to affect cells in every part of the body. Of course, we're focused on mitochondrial energy. When you increase mitochondrial energy, even the number of mitochondria and the efficiency of their energy output, you enable cells to repair themselves. So we're not putting anything into your body that is foreign to it in order to try to affect certain conditions that you have. What we're trying to do with Restore, the strategy of it, is to help your body heal itself with the mechanisms already in place by providing it with key natural ingredients that it knows as food, that it recognizes as food, to up the mitochondrial energy, to help repair cell membranes, help repair mitochondrial membranes, overcome the systemic inflammation that's a result of not being able to take out the trash or oxidative damage due to not enough antioxidants in the diet or other environmental factors. So really, we've intended to pack Restore with as many key ingredients as we possibly can. So we went from about, in Restore first version, we had about 7 ingredients, I want to say. The second version of Restore, we went to above 30, and now we are above 40. We're not just throwing the kitchen sink at it here. Every ingredient is picked on purpose for a particular role. These ingredients are picked to interact in a good way with other ingredients and enhance the effects in the body systems. They're also picked so as not to interact in a poor way with other ingredients. You can get a lot of beneficial ingredients that on their own might work just fine, but in certain people's bodies, interacting with other foods or supplements, they may have not a good effect. So we stayed away from those ingredients. But at the heart of the technology is a mechanism by which we can enhance the effectiveness of each of these ingredients, and even in smaller amounts, the body recognizes those ingredients more efficiently, delivers them to where they need to go very quickly, and people see effects very, very quickly. Now, along the way, we naturally focus on all the body system's health, but gut health is one of those things that we talked about. We wanted to really affect that, but we didn't know at that point how tremendously effective some of these ingredients would be for gut health. And as we have learned, we have expanded in Restore 2.0 and Restore 3.0, the number of ingredients to work with and benefit the natural processes and systems in the gut, because this is exceedingly important. I would make a prediction here, and I'm not the only one to make this prediction. I think in the last year and a half, people have been recognizing this more and more. And Dr. Dan would be is our key expert on the relationship with the gut-brain axis, the vagus nerve, and the role of nutrition in maintaining a healthy gut-brain axis. He has said before that, you know, there are more neurons in the gut than there are even in the brain. There's a connection there that affects mood, that affects ability to think, that affects your hormones and how those are balanced, that affects neural chemicals and messenger molecules that enable you to do everything from digest to, as I said, the way you feel, the way you think, what your intuition is even about, how you sleep, and quite everything. So I'm not the first one to think this way, but we have focused on mitochondrial health. And I think we have been ahead of the curve, primarily on focusing on mitochondria as the key to very, very good health and allowing the body to heal itself. I really believe that the wave that is coming up right now that will become a lot bigger with respect to natural health is gut health. And you're seeing more and more about that now. And I don't mean by gut health, take a probiotic, take a prebiotic. How do you know what you need? How do you know which ones are beneficial? Well, just take this. It's got, you know, 5 trillion CFUs of whatever. Well, yeah, but is it what I need? So that can be beneficial. Prebiotics and probiotics can be very beneficial for your gut flora. But knowing what you need, how much you need, what other problems might be occurring in the gut is very essential. And this is a huge, huge topic. And I believe that people will be focused on this as we go along more and more. So much of our diet is very, very bad for our gut health. We do not have major things in the Western diet that are required for good cell functioning in the gut. So what we've tried to do with Restore is provide some of these key ingredients that are incredibly beneficial, some of which are missing in our diet, just to get you back to a state of health so that the body can maintain that state of health so that you will feel good. I want to focus just on 3 or 4 key ingredients in this formula for gut health. But before I do, I want to say this. The type of fat that you consume, that you eat on a regular basis, you might say, well, you know, I eat margarine, or I eat a lot of butter, or I use olive oil, or I just use oil in the supermarket, whatever it is, you know, it's oil, right? It's fine. The type of oil, especially, that we use to fry things in, or to cook in, or use in baking. Most of the oils on the market today are extremely unhealthy for you. Let's just say that. There are only a few that we use on a regular basis that are actually pretty decent. Olive oil is one of those. Coconut oil is relatively healthy as well. But most of the oils that are out there today are rancid. They were never meant for large amounts of consumption in humans. But I'll let Dr. Dan handle that another day. But the type of fat that you consume changes, alters your gut biome. The biome is what type of bacteria, beneficial or otherwise, are living in your gut. The type of fat alters, it changes your gut biome. It has a major role in the potential development of what's called metabolic syndrome. You say, okay, so the type of fat I consume has a lot to do with my gut health and involves metabolic syndrome. What's that about? Metabolic syndrome is high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high blood triglycerides, low high-density cholesterol, which is a good type of cholesterol, and obesity. So this is a major problem in our society today. And a lot of that, those problems can stem back to the type of fats that you consume. All right, so this is a huge, huge problem today. Many people have gotten leaky gut. And leaky gut is this all-around kind of thing where, okay, well, my gut is not holding in the types of bacteria and the food that it should. It's leaking out to my abdomen a little bit. And why is that a major problem? Well, it makes me feel bad, but what other things are going on? Well, this results in food allergies. Why? Because if stuff is leaking out into your abdomen that shouldn't be there, your body has an immune system, and your body attacks those things that leak out. And as it attacks those with your immune system, what happens is it becomes resistant to those. So now your body believes those are invaders, those are pathogens, those are bad things, which in many cases they are. But if they're in the right place, they're not so much harmful to you. And in any case, your body attacks those, generates inflammation, and now you develop allergies, which are an inflammatory response towards things that naturally shouldn't be a problem to you. It could be peanut allergies. It could be allergies toward, well, you name it. Many people have many, many different types of food allergies, but they're more prevalent today in the 21st century and in the later half of the 20th century than they ever have been before. There's a reason for that, most of which involves diet. You can have inflammatory bowel disease, eczema that comes from that as well. It can come from that. And other autoimmune diseases where your immunity has gone out of control and affects your own body. So what can we do about this and why is Restore helping? So I want to highlight, just like I did last week with stem cells, ingredients, particular ingredients and why they're helpful here and what they have been shown to do. So I'm going to start obviously with olive oil. It's the main ingredient in our formulation. Olive oil that I use is very, very high in phenolic compounds, that is small molecules, that have it's called a phenyl ring on them, but are naturally useful for anti-inflammatory effects, antioxidant effects in the body, making it, very healthy. But olive oil itself has a fat profile that is incredibly healthy for your body, that doesn't cause inflammatory conditions that your body recognizes naturally. So olive oil has been shown, as we talked about with metabolic syndrome, it has been shown to reverse metabolic syndrome. That is, help with blood pressure, blood sugar, triglyceride levels should go down with a healthy olive oil if you're consuming it on a regular basis. Your high-density cholesterol should go up. It helps with weight loss as well. Also, the phenolics in olive oil can act as neuroprotective agents in an antioxidant effect. So neurons, as we said before, are just as prevalent, if not way more so, in the gut than they are in the brain. And the neurons, of course, very, very important for the signals in the nervous system and major effects in your body, your gut-brain health, your ability to operate in a highly effective way. So that gut-brain axis can be improved with the phenolics in olive oil. And then we use olive leaf, and olive leaf is higher in certain of these phenolic compounds than olive oil is. And it's very, very good it acting in an antibiotic way, not a bad antibiotic way, but killing harmful bacteria. When you have the wrong bacteria in your gut biome is changed from where it should be. You don't digest properly. You have problems with infection in your body. Olive leaf can take out those harmful bacteria and really help your gut then grow the beneficial bacteria as it should. So that one is a heavy lifter. And of course, black seed oil is the heaviest lifter of all. Black seed oil, as Roger has said, along with olive oil, has been known for thousands of years. It's grown in the Middle East, Northern Africa, some other places, the Near East as well. Black seed oil is very, very good for upping mucus secretion in the gut. So yes, your gut makes mucus. Mucus is one of those things that allows the digestion of the food as it's mixed together in your gut. Mucus also reduces stomach ulcers that have become prevalent with diet. We have a lot of medications for just trying to treat the ulcers when we could really go after the diet here. And the types of ingredients that are in these oils, like black seed oil, that help with the problem upstream from the condition. So it helps up mucus secretion. What else does black seed oil do? It has a very, very strong antioxidant effect. So people with colitis can be helped because that's oxidation effects causing inflammation in the lower intestine. Black seed oil has been shown in studies to reduce gas and bloating. And then finally, it repopulates the gut with very beneficial bacteria and flora. So this would do the same thing as a good probiotic, but very natural in the sense that your body recognizes this as food, not just a dump of a certain set of bacteria. We have added in Restore 3.0 tributyrin, which is a form of butyric acid. And you say, well, I haven't heard much about butyric acid. What in the world is that? Well, it's a short chain fatty acid. It's found in butter, clarified butter, ghee. It's found in milk. So natural fats you might consume on a regular basis. And I want to say that healthy butter from grass-fed cows especially is very, very healthy. Grass-fed butter is one of the healthiest fats that you can consume on a regular basis besides olive oil. Just want to throw that out there. But tributyrin, butyric acid, why is this so important? And I want you to remember this. Butyric acid is the main energy source of the lower intestinal cells. Over 70% of the energy source for your intestinal cells comes from butyric acid, particularly in the colon. And when I say energy source, I mean these fatty acid chains and butyric acid are what your mitochondria use, along with oxygen, in your lower intestine to proliferate and stay healthy and do their job. There is a reason why colon cancer is rising tremendously in the last number of years. Part of that has to do with diet. In particular, butyric acid is absolutely critical for maintaining and rebuilding your gut health. If you don't have it, your lower gut will run out of energy, will not be able to take out the trash, will not be able to fight against inflammation, will not be able to do the final digestion and moving out the waste that your body needs to do. So you might end up backed up, and harmful bacteria that should be exiting your body do not, and you end up with conditions that are very harmful to you. Where does butyric acid come from? You say, well, I can't eat that much butter. You know that your body produces butyric acid primarily in much more than you could ever eat in your diet to get it naturally. It produces it when beneficial bacteria break down certain things in your diet. You know what it is? Dietary fiber. And you say, oh yeah, I've been told that fiber is really important to have. And our diet has very little fiber. When you're not eating fresh vegetables, when you're not eating, some healthy things, you don't have a lot of fiber. You say, well, I eat cereal in the morning. That's creating other problems there. Well, it's high in fiber. So yeah, but what type? Does your body recognize it the same way as other fiber? I'm not just talking roughage here. Clean out your digestive system. Beneficial fiber in the diet is very, very important, and I think Dr. Dan has a lot to say about that. Suffice it to say that butyric acid is mostly made by dietary fiber. So we are needing to put some back in your body to get you past those problems in the lower gut, to provide your mitochondria with energy directly from this butyric acid so that you can get over that hump, so that your gut can heal, your colon can get back to where it needs to be, so that by improving your diet, you can maintain that health. Butyric acid has been studied to affect Crohn's disease, colon cancer, even insulin sensitivity. And that's another topic for a different time. But I want you to understand that people with type 2 diabetes have very low amounts of butyric acid producing bacteria in the gut. So people with type 2 diabetes have the wrong type of biome in the gut. That is to say, their bacterial types in the gut are skewed. And particularly, it has been shown that people with type 2 diabetes have very, very depressed amounts of bacteria in the gut that take fiber, break it down into butyric acid, and thus it can end up affecting your lower intestinal health and your colon health as well. So that's a connection that isn't often talked about. So far we've talked about olive oil, olive leaf, black seed oil, and butyric acid. And I don't have the time to go into the other ingredients that actually affect gut health in Restore. There are many, though. Our whole set of adaptogens help your body maintain homeostasis and do affect the gut and the level of gut inflammation. You know, this is things like rhodiola and Eleutheros, Cassandra, marrow root, and so forth. Those adaptogens really help. Luteolin helps with levels of gut inflammation. Theanine affects those neurons, both in your brain and your gut, and levels of inflammation and oxidative damage. Ginseng is very important, believe it or not, for the gut. Frankincense has been shown to help with gut healing. Echinacea has been shown to change gut bacteria. Celery seed has also been shown to be beneficial. And, of course, astaxanthin is a big one here, an adaptogen that also helps with levels of inflammation in the gut and gut healing. So I don't have time to talk about all of those. I'm out of time now, but suffice it to say that Restore has many, many ingredients that your body recognizes as food that we are focused on, as the gut is so important, along with the mitochondria in the gut, that we are focused on as a healing modality, not only in the brain, but the gut. And when that gut-brain axis is healthy, when you have the right types of bacteria, when neurons are healthy, when levels of inflammation are low, and you have the type of food that is providing those cells with energy, and in the absence of that kind of food, we are providing sort of that remedial care so that it can get back to where it needs to be producing that energy, so that healing mechanism works on its own. Then you begin to see these changes in the healing of the gut. You see changes in acid reflux. You see changes in this pain that occurs after your meal, or your ability to eliminate waste, or how you sleep at night even is affected by these things. And that's a topic for another time as well. But Restore is very, very heavy on ingredients that help your gut health, which is exceedingly important. One of the biggest five, I think, methodologies toward good health, I think in the future, will be focused on gut health, as well as mitochondria and a few others. That is sort of our strategy with respect to ingredients in Restore. And again, our technology to deliver all of those ingredients as they work together for your health so that it affects you very quickly is a key part of what we do.
Thank you, Dr. Elliott. And that was very, very important for people to understand. I know I may be getting into the weeds, and I'm I'm an extreme geek in this area. So I love trying to figure out how he designed this and what he's done, the things he added and why he added them to it. But in a moment, I want to go to the interviews that Roger Hill has captured of people that are having an effect with this new formula of the Ultra Mito Restore. And you can go to moremito.com and you can click up at the contact and you can order some yourself and find out what I'm talking about. Just tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks or Dr. Dan, and they'll know who I am. So we'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product. Just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300.
This Robert Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorous. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com, and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorous today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Roger Hill has done, as I said, some really good interviews capturing these people, what they've experienced with the new Alter Mito Restore. Now, Desiree is, I don't think we've played Desiree before. She's new to this. She's claiming the 5G tires is affecting her health. And I've heard other people say that, and there's other people that probably say no, it had no effect on them. To do that, to actually be able to make a statement like that, someone needs to take laboratory mice and or rabbits or whatever and put them close to the tires, and then have other, you know, have another group that's away from it, and actually see if there's any difference in the health of them. But for whatever reason, she's had some serious health problems, and irritable bowel syndrome is way too common in society. It's usually fungus-based. It can be bacterial-based. I think too many antibiotics and too much sugar and starch are the primary cause. But let's go to this, and let's hear Roger.
Desiree, you had some health concerns. Could you tell me about them and what has happened since you were on Restore and Rejuvenate?
Okay, I started the product a week ago, Wednesday, and my issues were developed IBM. I was going to the washroom every 30 minutes. I was having severe bloating, stomach cramps. I developed a lump on the left side of my stomach. Also, I was having problems holding down food. There were times where I would throw up quite a few times. So when I started the product now, the first day, I noticed a slight change with my washroom habits. Within 3 days, approximately, I noticed that I wasn't going to the washroom as much. Now it's been a week and I'm definitely not going as much. I can walk longer. Prior to, I couldn't walk half a block. Now I can walk approximately 5 blocks. I overdid it a couple of days ago and I walked 8 blocks and I didn't even realize. So I came home a little sore. So also the swelling in my stomach, it's slightly going down. The nauseation is, and the vomiting, it has eased quite a bit. There's a noticeable improvement. The pain in my stomach is not as intense as it was before. And that would be basically it with my stomach. There were other issues, but based on my stomach, that would be about it.
How many days are you into taking it right now?
Today is my 8th day.
Okay. So you're still very new on it now.
Absolutely.
What do you think caused the irritable bowel syndrome, for those who don't know what the alphabets mean? What do you think caused that?
Well, when the towers came up in this area, I started getting sick. I didn't understand the severity of it. So I kind of just said I just wasn't feeling well. I used to go for long, long walks with my sister. I could get around. I could move around. I had no issues. And then my body just started going downhill. I went to homeopathic physicians. They were giving me all kinds of things, but it was taking so long. I forgot to mention my weight was 135 pounds. I dropped to 100 pounds. And it got to a point where I was afraid to eat because when I would eat, it would trigger allergies. The allergies were horrific. What would happen is I'd get pressure in my head. My eyes would turn really red. I would get, like wales on my body. My skin would burn and itch. And I get very, very little of that right now. So when I told people that it had to do with the towers going up, some people believed, some people thought, yeah, right. My physician at the time was saying he has over 300 patients like me.
Okay, so let me inject. Going back to the towers, just to be clear,
yep.
Those were 5G towers.
Yep.
Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And your physician told you that he has hundreds of patients now.
Yes.
Since that's happened?
Yes. In this area alone.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're starting to recover significantly.
Today, I feel really good. My legs are tired a lot because prior to I couldn't move. I would sit a lot. I couldn't walk. I was just really lethargic. So it's a matter of just building my energy. But I just had a smoothie and I feel really good. I'm going to be going out shortly.
All right. I'm really happy to hear that. So let's stay in touch. Let's talk each week and let's see how your progress goes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Roger.
Welcome back, folks. Now, that is a really good interview that Roger did, and it's great to see in a shorter amount of time she's starting to see progress and it was a very significant situation. And I do want to remind you, gut health is this primary secret of overall health. Your vagus nerve picks up the sensations in your gut and other organs and reflexes it back to the brain and all through the body. So if the gut's inflamed, your body's inflamed. And I have an example of that too with the next interview that I want Roger to do. Let's go to Vanessa and hear what the Restore, the Ultramita Restore product has done for her.
Vanessa, the last time we talked to you, I guess you'd been on our technology about 3 months. Let me let you hear what you were saying then as to where you were.
Okay, for 8-9 years, I got diagnosed 8 years ago with fibromyalgia, closer to 9 years, and always battled with fatigue and stiffness of joints. I mean, continual aches and pains. Couldn't sit more than 30 minutes without, you know, being so stiff. I'd get up like I'm 90 years old. I mean, everything would just lock up, my joints and stuff. And so since 3 months ago when I started the Restore, consistently taking 3 or 4 drops every single morning, 7 days a week, I actually have seen a big difference. My joints are more nimble. I'm not as stiff. Mainly the market difference is I have 60% improved on my energy level. Because it used to be with fibromyalgia, it's such a horrible thing where you have zero, when I say zero energy, forcing myself to do work, forcing myself to don't even want to drive, don't want to go to work, because you actually have no energy. So for years, I had to force myself to do everything I did, because no matter vitamin regimen, what I did, nothing helped my fibromyalgia. So until I got on Restore, now my energy is like consistent. I can work a 10-hour day without feeling fatigue. I don't feel like I'm up under the mattress, can't hardly move. It's something called fibro fatigue. That's really, really bad. When you get a bout of it, it's like you're like immobilized almost. And you really can't do a lot. So that has sort of gone away. It hasn't gone away 100%, but I have a 60-70% improvement in my health.
Okay. Well, great to hear, Vanessa.
Welcome back, folks. Now, I'm keeping a theme this week, mainly around digestive problems and talking about acid reflux. Because I had a good friend of mine, a childhood friend, he was an MD. And he got acid reflux, ended up with esophageal cancer, and the doctors thought they could save him. They didn't. He died of that. And acid reflux is very common. You see the commercials, oh, just take acid blockers or take the, what was that, proton pump and block the acid. And you need stomach acid. You just don't need it bubbling back up. And the research done with Wolfgang Luntz, 40 years of research on a low-carb diet, showed that he could turn around acid reflux, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, ulcers. And he said the reason is when you eat too much sugar and starch, it dries out the esophagus and the stomach lining and the intestinal lining all the way through. You lose that mucus protection. And then things get in, starts irritating and causing problems. But if you eat a protein, fat, you know, good healthy fats, reasonable amount of protein and very low carbs, and avoid breads and grains and milk, he could turn those around. And now he didn't say avoid milk. I threw that in. But for a lot of people, milk's irritable. But I want you to hear what Sandra Morrow's experience has been with this lifetime of acid reflux, because she had it really bad, and she's very lucky she hadn't ended up with esophageal cancer.
Sandra, you called me right after our Saturday call after hearing Marcia Bell talk about her acid reflux condition because it reminded you of something you had gone through. Can you tell me about that?
For about 15 years, I had been on medication for acid reflux due to inability often to eat. I would sit down for a meal, the food would get stuck in my throat, could not pass, and I would have to physically bring the food back up unless I took this medication beforehand. Because the food would get stuck in my throat so frequently, on 2 different occasions over the course of that 15 years, I had to have my throat surgically stretched. That is very painful, as you can imagine. And when I started taking the Restore, it was actually for other concerns. But within about the first 2 weeks of my being on it, I realized that I was sitting down to eat, had forgotten to take this medication, and really have never had to take it again. I still had some, so I've taken it a time or two at a time of high stress, and I thought, you know, maybe just to be on the safe side. But as you said, I had totally forgot about it until I heard that testimony on Saturday that within the first 2 weeks of being on Restore, those concerns disappeared. 15 years I suffered with that. I have not had a problem since getting onto the Restore product.
Were there any side effects associated with the medication?
Well, most recently, my doctor had me do bone density tests because one of the side effects could be thinning of bones. Another side effect is joint pain, which coincidentally was something I was concerned about because I like to walk. And also another possible side effect is weight gain, which is something else I have been continuously concerned about. So the medication was a necessity, but it was causing other things that, you know, that I had to keep working very diligently to try to combat. So it's just such a relief to not have to be on that medication any longer.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and thank God for Restore.
Roger Hill interviews Ron Ballard, and Ron has been using this for just a little while, but it's had great effects on the bloating of the stomach and energy. And part of the reason, folks, is the adaptogens in here are so powerful and so effective that they bring down the stress levels, and your body drains energy when you're stressed or have inflammation. And when those get corrected, you get this rush of energy, but it's natural energy. And also the gut relaxes. The gut under stress causes so many of these problems. So let's hear what Roger has to say with Ron Ballard.
Ron, tell us what your health interests or concerns were before you started taking our products, and then subsequently what happened.
Okay, I basically took Restore because I wanted to see if, in fact, A, it could give me the energy level that everyone said it did, and to see if I have taken it, it would allow me not to have to worry about taking the other vitamins I've been taking for the last 18 years.
Okay. How did that actually work out?
Well, in 2 days, I had a surge of energy, and I said, it can only be restored. And then the next 3 to 4 days up to now, I have a surge of energy that is, I just can't believe it, but I got a surge of energy that's just fantastic. And I'm cutting back on the previous supplements I've been taking because this is doing exactly what I'm looking for today. The energy, it helps me with my digestive system. I feel very comfortable in the stomach now. It's amazing. All I got to say is all I can say.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about your digestive system in terms of how you were feeling before and how it changed.
Prior to taking Restore, I have to say my digestive system, it didn't feel as good. The stomach sometimes felt a little bloated. It was tolerable. And then all of a sudden, after taking it, my stomach feels so relaxed. I don't even remember almost how I was out of touch with all the uncomfortableness I had until I got all this calmness that I have now, which is remarkable. This is just great. I love it.
Okay. And how long have you been on it altogether at this point?
A little under 3 weeks.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that interview with Ron, although he's only been using it for a little while. But I enjoyed all these interviews. I really want to thank Roger Hill for working with me on helping capture these, because he talks to these people on a daily basis, weekly basis, and when he sees changes in them or they use it for a while and they go to the new one, the Ultramita Restore, then all of a sudden they get more improvement. Roger's able to gather all that for us. So I appreciate it, and I really want you to take advantage of this product, folks, and the Rejuvenate Gel. I've used it on my face, my hair, if my back's bothering me, or wrist, or anything. I use it all over. It's a fantastic product. So We're going to be back in a moment, and I want to talk to you about a couple other things when it comes to gut health, which, as I've said before, and I certainly am not the one to invent it, goes all the way back to the Greeks about health starts in the gut. We'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything, you tried the drugs, you tried the treatments, you tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works, I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. And I'm trying to do more and more of a theme, though my personality is that I like to do a variety of things. And as an artist, inventor, as well as a science, well, not so much I'm involved in research now. I used to be involved in research when I had my exercise equipment, and I did all these research studies with hospitals and professional teams and all these different things we did. But I love sharing information on how you can change your life if you understand how to take care of this body that we have, this instrument, this vehicle. And so that's what it's about. And I have to say, Dr. Elliott, that we talked to in the very beginning, what he's invented here is the most powerful thing I've seen in the nutritional world. It's just amazing, and the kind of results we're getting on things I would not think is possible. I certainly wouldn't have thought cerebral palsy, that children with cerebral palsy that had it all their life would now be walking without their crutches, or in one case never walked, and now is walking and able to dress herself. It's those kind of things I'm just going, whoa, didn't know that was possible. So I love that. Now, we have other resources too. My friend Robert Smith, Robert Gene Smith, he likes to go by Robert Gene, since there's a thousands and thousands or millions of Robert Smiths. But Robert Gene has Skills to Change. Skills to Change is emotional freedom technique that he's refined. And if you go to Robert at skillstochange.com, you can talk to him directly. He does seminars. He does them here in Oklahoma City, and he does them. He'll go to Australia or New Zealand, to Scotland, to different. He's been to all kinds of countries. They found him on YouTube, and now he took down a lot of the YouTube programs. There used to be thousands of them because he changed a little bit of the way he did it. He wanted to put up the latest approach. But psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors, as well as the everyday average person, comes and trains with Roger. Not Roger. I'm thinking about Roger Hill. With Robert. And when they learn how to do this, I've gone through at least 10 seminars myself, and I utilize it a lot. And it's amazing when you have things that the medical world will say, well, you can't change that. That's physiological. It's not psychological. He's had people with blood sugar problems that are insulin-dependent diabetic. He works with them, and I was going, and they don't need their insulin? He said, well, Dan, if their body doesn't stress, if it doesn't have a stress reaction, that their blood sugar improves. I went, oh, golly. And he's taken people who have been classified as schizophrenic. He takes out all their fears and stress, and they don't seem to be schizophrenic anymore. He said he doesn't pay attention to all those labels. He just works on the stress levels. I seen him work with people that were crack addicts, videos of people that were severe crack addicts and other very hard drugs that you say is impossible to get rid of. They have about a two-thirds of the people they worked with in this clinic out in Hawaii. I think 2 or 3 years later, they test them again, and the person had lost all desire, because he works on the getting rid of why they're attracted to trying to escape and getting rid of that fear and hurt and pain. And when he gets rid of that and then makes where the drug and everything seems repulsive to him, they lose interest in it, and they get back to living a full life. Well, your gut health, when you have stress, fear, anxiety, just not comfortable, when the vagus nerve is sending messages back to the body, or the probiotics is not balanced with keeping the bad bacteria down, or the fungus, and peptides are running through the nervous system telling the body what to do. In fact, fungus will tell you to eat starches and sugar. And when you kill off the fungus, you go, I really didn't crave sugar or starches that much. And it was because you didn't have control of your own will. It was being dictated to you by the little bitty fungus that was saying that's what it needed to feed. It always reminds me of that movie, Little House of Horrors, and that giant plant, the man-eating plant in the back, and it said, feed me, feed me. And the guy, had to bring people to it so he could eat. It's like a gigantic Venus flytrap. Well, that's how fungus is, but on a microscopic level. It says, feed me, and it will change you, make you fat, make you weak, cause all kinds of health problems. But the amazing thing to me is Robert can work from the psychological side and get rid of the stress, and it will have tremendous effect on people. Some people lose a significant amount of weight. They normalize down. Everything improves. Their blood pressure may go down because they're not stressing. And so I want you to take advantage of that. So we have a commercial that plays here for Robert, and he listens to him talk. But look him up on the internet. Check it out. And if you can, please take a seminar or two from him and learn how to master your life and get rid of all those traumas, all those fears. They're literally eating on you from the inside out. There's a psychological connection between different emotional states and different health conditions. People that feel unloved or have trouble giving love, they show up in heart. People that are enablers to a point of hurting themselves usually show up with cancer. Now, we'll be back next week, folks. but share this with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.